Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. All right. Well, guess what?
Just a couple more questions.
We go behind the scenes now. Just remember I told you? I thought
we did that.
We'll just do two.
We'll just do two.
Questions, and I'll let Kim take one, and I'll take one. So this is behind the scenes, where we get to take some of that wisdom and advice that you may have had. And, you know, I'd love to know. So I'm going to start off, if you guys don't mind, and you know, we learn a lot by watching, looking, and hearing from others. I think you said, you know, people are watching, right? So be careful what you're doing. So I'd like you guys to each think about, and it might be the same thing and it might be different. What's the biggest challenge that you all have had to overcome in your 62 years of marriage? And what did you do together to get through it? So take a minute and just think about that. What do you think's been one of the, and you guys may each come up with a different one. That's okay. But when you think back, what's been one of the biggest challenges that you've had to face, and what did you guys do to overcome it?
Okay. I would say maybe health has played a big part in George's life of having two kinds of cancer at the same time. That was a big deal. And fortunately, he is 100%, and it's been many years now, so we're confident that there'll be no reoccurrence of that. But that really rocks a family when not just the two of us, but the rest of our extended family.
Sure.
And having a faith, it's the only way to that we would have survived all that, I think.
So your faith was critical in working through that.
It was very important.
Okay.
And people around us that were supportive also is important.
For me, and really for both of us, I think one of the biggest challenges was our teenage years with the girls, okay? They were teenagers, and sometimes they didn't behave as like we would like in a lot of sometimes. But
like most children.
And then of course two of the three girls have the first marriage didn't work out, and that was a challenge. But the way I think we dealt with that was to give advice and help. More than that, I think we were there for them. Whatever their decisions were, we supported that. It wasn't a matter of, oh no, you can't do that. Oh no, that, you know, go back and, you know, no. We stayed away from that, but we also said that we were in it with them. I guess maybe is a way to say that.
Sure.
We were in it with them on their side in both cases. They were situations where they needed to not be in that marriage any longer. So that was a struggle, and that we all had to deal with. Fortunately, not very much financially, although they, you know, some of that as well. But anyway, that was a challenge that we both dealt with, and so I think that.
Okay. Yeah, that's good examples, both of them, and I think kind of a common theme through both of those is. You had unconditional love for each other.
Sure.
Other people had it for you. And George, from what you said we were there in it with them, no judgment and
supporting.
How can we help? And right. loving them right through it, because that doesn't change, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff.
So a last question for each of you, and this is one of my favorite questions to ask. Nancy, what is the one thing that George does that just lights you up and puts the biggest smile on your face?
Oh, I want to hear this.
Something that he does that just is really special, it stands out to you.
This is an everyday kind of thing. Just he's been gone doing, maybe it goes back to work days. Of course, he's retired now. But it still happens today when we've been separated from each other because of work or other commitments. And he comes home with a happy smile on his face and a hug and a kiss. And we share our day. And that's just really important. And I will go back to my mother, what my father did. He did the same kind of thing. When he would come home from work, he was whistling and happy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that says a lot.
How about you? You get to see. What does she do that just puts the biggest smile on your face, lights you up?
Well, she makes a lemonade meringue pie.
I thought that might come back around, that pie.
Okay. It's that pie, that darn pie comes back.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, again, I'll come home again and she's there, and we have a kiss usually when I walk in the door, and she wants to know how my golf game was, and I say, well, hit some good, hit some bad, what's for supper type of thing. But anyway, I think just having the trust that I have in her, just knowing that she, you know, I trust her. I don't have to question where she's been. I don't have to question what she spent. None of that, I think, just makes me feel so comfortable in our marriage. But the one thing that lights me up, I guess, is, there's not any one thing I think I can put my hands on. The one thing that lights me up is we end the day, the last thing we do is be sure we have a good, proper kiss for the day to say good night. And that's just so
good. I love it.
So we start, I heard you earlier say we start the day on that note and we end the day.
We end the day on that note.
I'm going to take some notes and make sure the proper kisses are in the morning, at night, and in between.
That
sounds like, what's the best time? All of the above, right?
All of the above, all day long.
Yes, exactly, all day long.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
And I hope that all of this just comes to fruition for you
all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We're having fun. This is one of my favorite things we do together, because we get to meet cool, kick-ass couples like you. And when we're learning, you know, who learns the most?
We get to
take a little bit from everybody. So thank you for that. And I hope you're going to dance a lot for that birthday you've got coming up.
I think we are. Craig called me. I was surprised that coming from Craig. He called me Wednesday night.
Tuesday night.
It's Craig's, best husband. George, I need 10 songs that were favorites of yours. Thinking, what are you
back
working
in the day?
For? What are you back in the day? What are you working on?
Well, a playlist. He's working on a playlist.
On a playlist. So I worked on that very well. I'm a big Frank Sinatra fan, but our song is Nat King Cole's Unforgettable. That's our song.
That's a beautiful song.
We love to dance to that.
Awesome song.
And so, you know, the old 50s, the big band sounds of the 50s, that was us. I don't do any of the current stuff. I don't even know. They talk about some great artist today. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've danced a lot, and we still dance. The dance of life.
Good for you.
We'll keep dancing along with you. Thanks again, and we look forward to catching up with you guys again soon.
Okay.